The UW Chancellor's office says it's sending a representative to El Salvador in April. She'll visit former workers of Hermosa Manufacturing and neighboring apparel plants. The fact-finding tour is to help university administrators address the complaints with Adidas executives. The company's contract with the UW system runs through 2011. But United Students Against Sweatshops and its Madison Charter, the Students' Labor Action Coalition, say reports of workers' rights abuses have already been verified by the Workers' Rights Consortium. Molly Glasgow, a regional organizer and UW student, says Adidas's disregard of workers' rights makes it clear the university should cut ties with the manufacturer immediately.
And I realize they're in a very tough position, but so are the workers. I think it's the university's responsibility, because they're in a position of power, to change something now.
Hermosa Manufacturing closed in 2005, but the Workers' Rights Consortium says 260 former workers are owed $825,000 in severance or back pay, and some unionized workers were blacklisted from other positions available at a neighboring Adidas plant. Charges have been leveled against the plant's manager, but critics are doubtful the El Salvadoran justice system will rule against the Hermosa operators. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.